And it's time again for another episode of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. I do hope people are going to the movies a bit more these days. I know it's not super inexpensive, but often it is just worth it to go to a dark, large room with a huge screen and typically high-class movies. So I'm thinking, yes, as wonderful as it is to have so much entertainment in your living room or wherever in the house, it is definitely a treat to go to a big movie in a big movie theater. And this past week, in fact, I think making up for some lost time when I was not in the movies very much just because of other commitments, went to see two movies in the past. One was on, I believe, Thursday, and then the next was on the weekend. And these are both kind of really larger-than-life movies. The first one that we saw was Frankenstein. And yes, in 2025, there was another version of Frankenstein that came out. And this is due to Guillermo del Toro, who is a really Mexican director of great note. He has a very interesting sensibility, and he can do things in a movie that you would never think possible. Anyway, he had apparently always wanted to do Frankenstein, and I think he was waiting just because he had a whole lot of other projects on the go. But finally, it was time, and he kind of pulled out all the stops. It's described as horror, drama, sci-fi. And it's all those things. He of course has to deviate to a certain extent from the Mary Shelley classic Frankenstein. And I think a whole lot of us, maybe some of us remember Frankenstein from the way back, possibly in the '30s, where you had a horrible monster who looked like he had clothespins sticking out of his neck. And he was mistreated by the local folk. Why he gets to meet the local folk is another story. And in this version, which is big and bright and colorful, and it's not a happy movie, but it's so well done. And in this one, he is someone who is just kind of a character who doesn't know who he is or where he is. He is the so-called monster, the quote-unquote son of Dr. Frankenstein. And Dr. Frankenstein kind of develops a very unhealthy relationship with his monster. And ultimately, the monster goes away, kind of makes his own way in the world, but not for long. And of course, he's not a human, but he's not a human. And there are scenes that many of us, again, remember from those early versions of Frankenstein, where Frankenstein is just a monster who, to a little girl in the German woods, is someone who's, oh, what a nice person. But then he, by mistake, kills the little girl. That doesn't happen in this movie, but it's that same kind of idea that Frankenstein's monster is just totally misunderstood, because Frankenstein himself, the doctor, is a supreme egotist. He has decided he wants to create life, but even he acknowledges that afterwards what has happened is he has created death. But it's all very, very well done, and as a kind of really quite larger than life. They've added a few new characters, which have been fine. There was a Christoph Waltz, who's always good, whatever he does. He plays someone who wants to kind of make some money off of Frankenstein's creation of life. I won't tell you what happens to him, but and then there's a young woman who is, and this is a totally distinct character, the Dr. Frankenstein's little brother, William, who is kind of a nice guy compared to Dr. Frankenstein. And they really don't, you know, they like each other because they're brothers, but they really don't like each other because they're jealous. But there's a young woman in it, and she's William's bride to be. So that adds a new dimension to the film, is having these other characters who have not been part of the Frankenstein myth before. And they're excellent. They're all super duper actors. They really grip the audience. And I tend to be a little sleepy in movies that are long, and this one is plenty long. It's about 2.5 hours, but I was not falling asleep. I was quite riveted by how this is all going to turn out. And Oscar Isaac, who plays Dr. Frankenstein, and Jacob Elordi, who plays his creature, you can't take your eyes off them. And the sets are amazing. The land, everything in the movie is kind of excellent. This is a director at the top of his game. Again, his name is Guillermo del Toro. So this is a movie that, yes, I would absolutely recommend. And I would recommend, again, that you go to a movie theater to see it. But full disclosure, on probably in a few days, or in the first part of November, this same movie, which is a Netflix production, will be on Netflix. So it's not as if you can't watch it anywhere else. You certainly can. And if you happen to have a screening room in your home, then by all means watch it there. But if you don't, and you would like to really get the full effect of a big screen and a big theater and dark and popcorn and that whole way that we like to spend our Saturday afternoons, and we always have, then definitely catch Frankenstein while it's still playing downtown in English at the Maison de Cinema. That's something that I would heartily endorse. I will spend not quite as much time, but a little bit of time talking about the other movie that we saw on the weekend, only because we said we'd really like to see this movie. I'm not obliged to see a movie because I've already got Frankenstein under my belt, and I'm happy to talk about that movie. But this one, we said, let's catch this one before, who knows, it might end up leaving the theater or turning into a French-only film, and we didn't want that to happen. And this movie is called Begonia, not like begonia the flower, but begonia, it's a made-up word. Bugonia, and it's a mystery thriller comedy sci-fi. So that's a tall order. But the person who did this movie is named Yorgos Lanthimos, who's, I think he's Greek, and he has now made several incredibly well-received movies. And several of them, like this one, feature Emma Stone in a lead role. She won the Academy Award for being in Yorgos Lanthimos' film Poor Things a couple of years ago. And I think they just seem to click. She and Yorgos make a very good pair. So here she is, once again, star of a Yorgos Lanthimos film, and also a kind of an oddball movie, as Poor Things was absolutely off the wall. This one is equally off the wall. It concerns a young man and his cousin, who is not intellectually sound. But he follows his cousin, whose name is Teddy, around all the time. Teddy is a total nutcase. Teddy is someone who has his mother, initially I thought his mother was dead, but in fact his mother is kind of incarcerated and in a coma. And he would love to get hold of her. But meanwhile, he's a very bright young man, although strange. And he has decided that there is at least one person in the world who is not a human being, although pretends to be, and is in fact someone who is kind of in the process of taking over the world and for the Andromedans. So he's done a big study on this Andromeda fantasy, and he decides, okay, this young woman, the Emma Stone character, needs to be captured, and they would like to go, they, meaning Teddy and his cousin Don, want to take her with them to Andromeda. Okay, so you get a sense of, okay, this is not realism that we're watching here. I will not tell you what happens, except to say that yes, they do indeed capture the Emma Stone high-powered executive character, and they proceed to in a word, torture her. And then somewhere along the way, around the middle of the movie, things kind of take a turn. And I won't go into the detail because that would be sort of spoiling things. Suffice to say that this mystery, thriller, comedy, sci-fi is all of those things. And if you can watch it and just say, okay, now I understand everything, well, good on you. I certainly couldn't. But it was quite a riveting film, one that you will not be sorry that you're watching, unless you have you truly dislike things that are too intense and perhaps too sci-fi-like. But I would recommend, again, in the movie theater, to go see this movie. Emma Stone is excellent, as always. Her principal co-star is a really fine young actor who's less than young. He was someone, Jesse Plemons is his name. He's been in movies for a long time, and he's past few years he's really hit his own stride. And this is his second movie that he's made with Yorgos Lanthimos, and obviously enjoys it, as does Emma Stone. They're doing very well with their Yorgos Lanthimos projects. So, two movies. This one, Begonia. Again, go to the movie theater. And Frankenstein. Absolutely go to the movie theater. But they're both fine films. And I can only recommend them. I can't say anything particularly negative about them. But there is a certain over-the-top quality to both of them. And for some people, that may not be a very satisfying feeling. Like, I don't want to see things over the top. I want to see things that are really very much under the top and at my level. That's up to you. Anyway, so those are the two really fine films that we saw in the past, just within the past week, locally. So thank you, Sherbrooke, for bringing good movies to our movie theaters.
Okay.
That's about it for me.
Okay. Thanks very much, Melanie. Talk next week.
Okay. Take care.